Diaries of a Dyke.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the final episode of Doed.
Woo!
Oh my gosh, we did it. We did it. We did a whole damn chapter. Man, where do I start and where do I end? I won't cry in this episode though, because I bloody cried so much in that last one I did. But I guess, you know, I have a lot of emotions at coming to the end of this chapter, and I just feel so happy and so grateful for the response that you have given me so far. I mean, it's been a crazy couple of months for not just for the podcast, but for everything in our lives at the moment with the lockdown and the pandemic. And I'm just glad. I'm actually really freaking proud that I still went ahead and did this, even though, you know, yeah, there were so many obstacles. I have learned so much in the last couple of months. I am not audio tech savvy at all, and shout out to Google and YouTube for teaching me pretty much everything on how to make a podcast. You can do anything if you put your mind to it, bloody heck. And also to my mate Lisa, she's the audio person. She knows so much about it. Thank you for answering my messages at like 7 a.m. in the morning when I'm having a freak out and don't know what to do. You've helped me so much through this. Also, thank you to the amazing guests that I've had on the podcast so far. Rebel Ash, Samuel Nix, Anna, Samantha, Portia, Morgan. You are all so beautiful and amazing and brave for sharing your story. And I know for a fact that it is change people's lives, because I've had the messages and I hope that they've messaged you too. I asked them to pass a message on, but for your time and your energy, thank you. And I'll appreciate it so much. I appreciate it so much. And I feel like I'm winning an Academy Award, but I'm very grateful and very thankful for everything. And to my amazing girlfriend, thank you for having the patience for the last couple months. Damn, babe, we've got to take it off to you, man. You've got the best patience I've ever known. With my mood swings and stuff, when I've been trying to get this. I'll tell you a quick funny story, actually. The reason when I did the episode with Morgs, a sexologist, and it was late to upload. This is just one of the behind the scenes things that happens, all learnings. But I was up in Auckland and seeing my sister, and so I thought I'd be all like prepared, and I had the episode all done and edited, and I scheduled it all on YouTube and Spotify and iTunes, etc. And I was like, oh, easy money, good to go. And it was supposed to be released at 8 p.m. and we left Auckland to go back to Tauranga at about 7:30, right? And I fast forwarded it, and I had uploaded the unedited version of that episode. And as you can imagine, I'm in the car, we're on the motorway, and we pull over and I start editing, and then I had to connect to the internet, and I don't know whether to go down to Tauranga or back to Auckland. And it was just, the reason I freaked out with that unedited one is because obviously it was with Morgs, and there was a lot of like sex chat and stuff, and there was something, a couple of things in there that I just had a thought that I was like, if for any reason my like granddad or something was to stumble upon it, I just don't know if I could look him in the eye ever again. But all fun and games. It's all good in the end. Like I said, lots of learnings, and I'm bloody enjoying it so, so much. It's so fun. It's so cool to just have my creative juices flowing again. You know, after radio, I was just itching to do something, and this podcast has definitely provided that. So it's feeling so good, and I'm so proud of you as well, you amazing people, for reaching out and being confident enough and trusting me with your stories and your messages. And I'm just loving it. I'm loving chatting to you all. And with that, I've actually got a question here. This episode, I'm just going to kind of answer some of your questions, reflect back on the chapter, tell you what's happening in the future. Just a little quick one to say thank you and see you soon. But one of the questions that came through was, what has this experience inspired for you? Oh, so much, so, so much. One of the things that's what I remember to ask this question is, I want to come out and meet you face to face. I'm such a face to face person. You know, it's cool behind the camera and behind the mic, but I want to give my time to actually meeting you and getting to know you. And one of the questions I get asked the most is, where the heck do you meet like gay people? I can't even give you an answer. I don't actually know. So I want to come into your towns or your regions and hold like a rainbow night where we can all hang out, share some food, some laughs, some stories. That's something I definitely want to do for Doed, and this is what it's inspired for me, that you're out there, you're bloody out there, and you know there are these things that I'm like, why is this not happening? So getting on to it, okay? So I'm excited for the future of Doed, and I thank you all for being on the journey with me, because without you, I would just be here talking to myself. It feels like that sometimes, but yeah, you know what I mean. This question came through, which I thought was really, really good. They said, have you come across any negative responses to your sexuality? How did you feel and how did you overcome it? 100%. And I don't think that will ever change. You know, everyone's entitled to their opinions and their comments, and that's cool. The biggest thing for me, I guess I learned to grow a tough skin, because I would rather those mean comments and negative comments than me not be who I am. You know, if you're true to yourself, you're confident enough in yourself, you know who you are, stuff what the heck anybody else says, that's their problem. That's their problem that they feel like that. If you're good and you're happy, you're like, you know what? Shoot what you want at me. I remember this one time when I was on the radio, I got a text on the text message, and I was talking about my relationship with a girl, with my ex. You know, I just did it naturally, because that's why should I not? And this text came through. I was like, oh, what a waste. And, you know, I get texts like disgusting, and yeah, it did hurt. And I'm not going to say it's not, because, you know, all mean comments aren't nice. But I guess I just got to the point where I was like, I feel sorry for you for having those kinds of feelings, because I'm good. I'm so good. So yeah, it does hurt, but you're just going to know that you can't avoid anything like that. You're just going to kind of pick yourself up, smile, and know that you're good within yourself. I hope that helps. Sorry, that's probably such a cliche answer. One of the most asked questions ever that I get, how do you know if a girl's into girls? Just go past her and see what happens. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. God. Oh, God, don't do that. I just, you know, I think we have a slight advantage, us girls, because say if you're somewhere and you see a girl and you're like, oh, I fancy her a little bit. You could just go up to her and just strike a conversation. And I just don't think that anyone would think anything different, or she wouldn't, because, you know, girls are just friendly and girls are friends. You know, go over and be like, oh, hey, I like your top you're wearing. God, I'm terrible at flirting. And depending how she responds, I feel like you kind of get to know and read body language and all that kind of stuff if they're interested or not. Just strike up a conversation. Worst comes to worst, she could shut you down and be like, go away. Or she could mention she has a boyfriend, or I don't know. You could end up following each other on Instagram. But if you don't do it, then you'll never know. I'm not saying be a creep and go and just force yourself on somebody, but, you know, just strike up a conversation, because, you know, in this day and age, it's so hard to know. You don't have the stereotypical, you know, like short hair and you're like, oh, she's definitely a lesbian. We come in all different shapes and sizes and styles and ethnicity. And yeah, so just strike up a conversation. I don't know what it is. I'm pretty good at intuition, but I feel like you just know when you meet someone and you get that vibe. If I start hosting these nights and everybody there is either bi, trans, gay, whatever, then hopefully we'll, you know, have something to go off. Advice. Do I have any advice for someone struggling with their sexuality? Ooh, okay. I'm not, before I get into this, know that I'm not like a psychiatrist or anything like that, but the biggest advice, like I've said it before, just never feel alone. You are never alone. There are so many people out there. This is why I wanted to create this family, this Doed family, so that we all had somebody to talk to. You can hear the stories. You can relate to them. You can know that you are never alone. There are so many people out there like you. It'll be okay. Everything will be okay. It's not the end of the world. You know, there might be some hardships. Well, there will be some hardships, because that's just the world that we live in at the moment. But with those hardships come so much more. Just never hide who you are. Life's too bloody short, you know, to feel like you can't even be yourself. And I know it's easy to say, because I've been in the situation where I just, you know, I tried to hide it and mask it, and I tried to go the complete opposite way, and I just didn't know why I was feeling how I was feeling. But if there is anything that we should have in our lives, it's our identity. So I encourage you to just be yourself and love yourself, because you are, there's no one like you, and there's a point in that. And I'm always here. Reach out. Like, even though the episodes will stop for a little bit because I'm going to reset and restructure, the Instagram will still be going. So DM me. And you know, it's real cool because you can go on the Diaries of a Dyke Instagram page and there's heaps of people on there that are chatting and sharing stories as well. So, I mean, you know, don't be, Instagram's such a, it is a wonderful world in a sense that, you know, you can go on somebody's page and they can have rainbows all in their bios and they can say they support like pride parades and all that. And just by seeing those images, you kind of feel similar and wanted and at home. So even though sometimes Instagram is an ugly world, it can be great for those kinds of things. Where do I see myself in 5 years? Oh, this question, I just cringe at it. I mean, like, thank you for your question, but I'm just someone that I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I just live day by day. I'm very spontaneous. I like change. If I look 5 years, I don't bloody know. I couldn't give you an answer. I mean, I know things that I want to do and accomplish within those 5 years. I mean, I hope that Doad will be bigger and better in this home that a lot of people can feel safe in. I would love a kid by then. Definitely want a kid in the next 5 years. Travel's a big one. I don't know when the borders are going to be lifted or anything like that, but 100% I want to travel. That's a passion of mine. I really want to get out and explore and nature and see the beautiful things that the world has created. But yeah, I'm so sorry. That's such probably a boring answer. But if I could give you one word where I see myself in 5 years, happy. Yeah, happy. What guests will you have on the next chapter? Oh, I tell you, I've got this list of names of people that I really, really want to have on the podcast. Of course, Anika Moa is up there. She hasn't answered my DMs yet, so it's a bit awkward. She's a busy lady, very, very busy, but I'll keep trying and she will. I will get her. I will get you, Anika, if you're watching. I will bloody get you. Ursula Carlson as well. She is so funny. The comedian. I want to get her. Bree Thomasel. Bree, come on the podcast. A lot of people have asked for you. Bree is super, super cool. She's a busy woman as well with her radio show and stuff. God, I haven't done anything with her yet in a banter way. I feel like we'd just be bantering all bloody day. But yeah, there are a lot of people that I want to get on. Some more guys as well. So guys, if you know any guys that, you know, are keen to jump on, and I'm always open as well. It doesn't have to be people with, like, you know, influencers or profiles or in the media or anything like that. Everybody's got a story and I'm never going to shut someone down. So even if you're listening and you're like, man, you know what? I feel like I want to share my story. Just DM me or you can email me. The email will be at the end of the video. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to hear your story. And if you're listening and you can think of someone and you're like, man, I would love to have this person on the podcast. Just, yeah. Like I said, message me. It's always open. This one, would you ever consider a co-host? Interesting. I would lie if I said I haven't thought about this before. I mean, when I was first starting out, I would have loved to have a co-host because I do work better in a team. I like to bounce off somebody. But at the time, I just wanted to get the thing. I wanted to get the ball rolling, and there wasn't really anybody that I felt, you know, would suit the role. Just, it's hard with a podcast because a lot of people have their own stuff going on as well, and you do kind of have to dedicate a lot of time and effort into it. But if the right person came along with the same kind of visions for Doad as me and we could banter and get along, then 100%. I don't know. Do you guys have any kind of person that comes to mind? I could think of a couple people, but we'll see. We'll see. Who knows? Who knows for the future of Doad? What was the hardest part of making the podcast? Hardest part. Honestly, probably the hardest part for me would have been the audio side. Like, you know, the talking and the interviewing and that kind of comes naturally to me just from, you know, my radio background, which I've still got a lot to learn as well. Especially interviewing the one-on-one, because I've never really done that and I found that quite interesting. But yeah, still learning some lessons with that. But I guess the hardest part was, like, yeah, the audio and the editing and learning how to use a laptop with all the you know, programs and stuff like that. So yeah, I self-taught myself all that. So, and I guess giving the energy, like I love it. I bloody love giving my energy to so many people, but I got quite drained from it. That's just the kind of person I am. I do that to myself. And it wasn't a bad drain, but it was just, you know, there was so much happening and people were sharing their amazing stories and I'm an empath and I took them all on and I find it hard to let go. Like I let things sit quite often within me. So I felt like I was soaking all the stories up. And even though they were so amazing, you know, they were deep. They were quite deep. And I just, yeah, I felt like I just needed a bit of a reset. Like I remember there was one day in lockdown and I didn't know why, but I just woke up and I felt a little bit like had no kind of motivation or anything like that. And there was no particular reason why I was sad, but I just felt so like, meh. And I guess there was a lot going on, you know, with lockdown and stuff like that. And my girlfriend was just like, oh, are you okay? Like, what do you need? And I just didn't know. Honestly didn't know. Bless her. I just didn't know. I just remember we were supposed to do things and she was just like, oh, let's just go lie down and watch a movie or something. And I just remember going to the room and just crying for like an hour straight. And I couldn't even pinpoint why. But I just started crying. And then, I don't know, I just stopped. And I was like, okay, cool, let's keep going with the day. And it was the weirdest thing. But I honestly, truly believe that sometimes in life you just need a big fat cry. Like, I know it sounds stupid, but I just felt so much better. And I don't think that it's like a bad thing that you cry, because I cry all the time. But yeah, I don't even know how I got into that conversation. I'm sorry. When, Danny? We're talking about the hardest part. Yeah. The editing, the audio, and the energy. I don't regret any of it. I love every single thing that has come of it. And I'm just excited for the future of Doed. I've got a few things on the side that I need to go and attend to as well, related to like work, but I will be doing so many things for Doed behind the scenes. And feel free I want you to feel a part of this project as well. So feel free to reach out, give me any advice of how you think you can make it better. You know, I'm all for constructive criticism. Yeah, I think that's it. Short and sweet, that's all we need to say. Thank you so much for being on the journey so far. Chapter one of Doed, done. I hope that you take care and keep being you, because I'm so freaking proud of you, because you've taken that first step to being, you know, on the journey and making a difference. We're only at the beginning, but we've made that small step for the rainbow community. So thank you. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon. All right. Take care. I'll see you soon for chapter two of Doed. Love and light.